Polaris has announced that two of its factories in Osceola will close by the end of 2012, and the jobs moved south of the border. Village Administrator Nick Soltis says the news shook the community.
There was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of, you know, bitterness for the simple fact that, you know, we've had a very productive workforce.
He says the loss of property taxes and utilities alone could put the village back $45,000 a year, not to mention the spillover effect at local businesses. But Osceola, Polk County, and a list of 15 organizations in western Wisconsin have teamed up and are fighting back. Their effort is called Vision 600. Their goal, create 600 jobs within the next year and a half through business recruitment, aids to local businesses that expand, and entrepreneurial training. It's an unprecedented effort, says Noel Egebroten of Momentum West, an economic development corporation in western Wisconsin.
As painful as this is in the short run, hopefully it becomes a blessing in the long run, and that they'll see the fruits of that in terms of all the hard work that's going on right now in terms of the leaders of their community taking hold of this and being very constructive about solving the problem.
One bright spot is that Capco, a Grantsburg-based manufacturer, is moving into Osceola and hiring 50 employees to continue making parts for Polaris. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.